The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 26, 1974, in Calcutta, India.
By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Nashta prayeshu abhadre Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naisthiki. Naisthiti, nishtha. From nishtha. Nishtha means firmly fixed up. Firmly fixed up. Adho sadhya tatu sadhu sangha tatu bhajana kriya atha anatha nivittisya tatu nishtha. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained how one can be fixed up, nishtha. This nishtha stage comes when one is free from anartha, adho saddha. Just like you all have come here out of saddha, some faith. Let us go to the Hare Krishna temple, see the arati, or hear from the Swami. This is the beginning, saddha. To create saddha, little faith, these centers are established. And one takes to faith, then he gradually advances. Adu saddha. And that saddha has been explained by Kaviraj Goswami. What is saddha? That saddha, he has said, saddha sabde vishas sudhira nishchar. Saddha means firm faith. Vishya, sudhira nishchar, unflinching. What is that sudhira nishchar? Krishne bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. This is the beginning of saddha. Saddha means, as in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhavet. If one is agreeable to this condition, that Krishna bhakti koile, if he agrees, yes, if I surrender to Krishna, my all perfection of life is achieved. This is saddha. Not that Krishna is also good, and this demigod is also good, you are also good, I am also good, you are also God, I am also God. There is no saddha. Just like a chaste old man cannot say that every man is good. She will say only my husband is good. That is chastity. If some old man says that any man is good, similarly Shuddha means to become chaste, pure Krishna Bhakta. That is Shuddha. Shuddha sabde vishar sudhira nishchar Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita ha. Practically you can see these American and European boys, they began with Shraddha. I told them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishnastu Bhagavan. They accepted it. They did not present so many rascals that here is another God, here is another God, here is another God. No. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma. They fixed up that way. That is their thought. They had no hodgepodge idea. Therefore they are making progress. Adho saddha. Then sadhu sangha. That saddha, that firm faith in Krishna, can be more and more firm by sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means who is sadhu. A sadhu means a devotee. Sadhu reva samantabha. Who is sadhu? Sadhu means does not mean that having a long beard and saffron colored dress. Sadhu means, Mahatma means who is pure devotee. That is the explanation in the Bhagavad Gita. Opite sudurachara bhajate mam ananyabha sadhureva samantam. He is sadhu. Even he is sudurachara. Just like sometimes we find these American European boys, from our angle of vision, they are deviating it. But Krishna confirms, even if he is deviating, he still is sadhu. Why? Bhajate mam ananyabha. Because he does not know, accept me, Krishna. This is certificate given by Krishna. Sadhu revsam. Samma. Or maybe sadhu, but not complete. No, sammak bhavasita hinta. It's complete sadhu. So what is the qualification? Na bhajate mam ananyabha. The example you can see, how they are making bhajan by the deity worship. You never find in Calcutta such nice deity worship. Bhajate mam ananyabha. They do not know. All these boys and girls, they do not know anything but Krishna. This is qualification, sir. Sadhu. So we have to associate with such sadhus who has got unflinching faith in Krishna and fully engaged in Krishna service. He is sadhu. Bhajati mam ananyabha. Mahatmanastu mam prartha daivi prakriti maasrita. Bhajanti ananya manasa. That is Mahatma. We are after Mahatma. Who is Mahatma? Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. One who has accepted Krishna as everything, such Mahatma is very rarely to be seen. Otherwise, so called Mahatmas, they are loitering in the street. You are God, I am God, everyone is God. Not that kind of Mahatma. Mahatma means bhajanti, he worships me, Krishna. Krishna is bhajaniya and we are servant. One who is convinced on this platform is Mahatma, he is sadhu. So we have to associate with such sadhus. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sam. Pure devotee of Krishna. They have no other desire. Anna vilasita sunnam. They have no other desire. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhritam. Uncovered by the mental speculation or fruitive activities, karma kam. Jnana karmat anabhritam. Not covered. If you mix up karma with bhakti, if you mix up jnana with bhakti, or if you mix up yoga, it is contaminated. It is not pure. Pure devotional service is given by Rupa Goswami, annavilasita sunnam. No desire for fruitive activities or philosophical speculation or yogic, mystic, yogic, magic. No. Simply, how to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. Anukullena Krishna anusilalam. Anukullena. Anukullena means what is favorable, what Krishna desires. Just like Arjuna, he did not like to fight. He wanted to be a very nice, non-violent gentleman. Krishna was inducing, you fight. Then later on, he agreed. Yes, karishe vachanam. This is anukullena. Krishna wants it. Doesn't matter whether it is violent or non-violent. Krishna wants it. I must. This is called anukullena. Not against the desire of Krishna, but in favor of Krishna. This is called anukul. Anukul seva. So, anukullena Krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. That is first class. Not that if I like it, then I shall do it. That is not anukul. That is pratikul. You like or not like, that doesn't matter. Krishna likes it, you must do it. There he is, anukullena Krishna anusilanam. So, if we associate with sadhu, sadhu means, mahatma means, who are fully engaged in Krishna's service. That is sadhu, that is mahatma. Therefore it is recommended, adho sadhya tato sadhu sadhu. And if you associate with sadhu, then bhajana kriya. If we just like so many thousands of European Americans, they have joined us on account of sadhu sadhu. First of all, they come in the temple and here for some days. Then all of a sudden, he becomes seven-headed. We have to request. He takes a bit back, although he is not initiated. Then after some days, he approaches, please get me initiated. The bhajana kriya, this is called bhajana kriya. So we initiate. Yes, now you are interested, we initiate. We give him Harina, chant Hare Krishna. This is the first initiation. And chant 16 rounds and observe these rules and regulations. Then, when I see 6 months or 1 year, he's doing very nicely, then we accept him as my disciple. The second is. So this is bhajana kriya. Then he is admitted to worship the deity or to cook for the deity, so many things. Bhajana kriya. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sanga tato bhajana kriya atha anartha nivittisya. If there is bhajan, then he will be free from all anartha. Anartha means unwanted things. Just like one man is smoking. You see, mocking is not essential for living. If you don't smoke, just like we don't smoke, that doesn't mean we are dying. It is an honor thought. But anyone who has learned this mocking, he cannot stop it. Honor thought. The result of bhajan will be substantiated when anartha nimittisya, he is no more interested with some unwanted things. We have practiced so many unwanted things. The first of all, illicit sex, making so-called lusty affairs without any married bonding. Illicit sex. This is anartha. Why? If you want sex, get yourself married according to Shastra. There is no hindrance. According to Vedic civilization, a girl must be married. But in every country I see, the female population is more than the male population. Then how every girl should be married? Therefore, in India, more than one wife was allowed. Now it is not allowed. That is the Vedic injunction. Kannada, the father must get find out a husband for his daughter. There are many histories. The Kunin Bhava. Anartha, we should not create in the society anarthas, unwanted disturbances. The unwanted disturbances, illicit sex and meat eating. Why one should eat meat? No animal foodstuff. Krishna has given so many nice things produced. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, annad bhavanti bhutani. Krishna never says, mangsad bhavanti bhutani, matsad bhavanti bhutani. Never says, anna means food grain. Produce sufficient food grain. In the village side you go, hundreds and thousands of acres of land is lying vacant. Nobody is interested. Now they are interested in opening slaughterhouse. Kill the poor animals and eat. They don't produce food. Whole world is rascal now is going on. I have traveled over many countries, all over the world. In Africa, there are so much vacant land. In Australia, there is so much vacant land. But nobody is producing food grain. They have kept some cattle, these cows. They are automatically maintained, there is grass. And when they are fatty, take them and send to the slaughterhouse and eat. But the land is lying vacant. The land is lying vacant. Therefore, people are not following the rules and regulations given by God or by nature's own way. They have invented their own way of living condition. Therefore, they are suffering. Now you see in Calcutta or any other. Now it is a problem. Everywhere the problem will be food shortage and fuel shortage, power shortage. This is the prediction of many, many great scientists. Because people are committing so many sinful lives, they must starve. That is the punishment. That is the punishment. These sinful rascals must be punished. Kānaham diśata kūrāṁ kipāni adasra andajuni. These godless persons, diśata, envious of God. Why that should be God? Why Krishna shall be God? Envious. So these are dirty things. We began in this chapter that sinnatam satatha krishna punna savana kuntana riddantasta abhadrani. Abhadrani, all dirty things, they are accumulated. So by hearing about Krishna, Nityanga Bhagavata, same way. Nityanga Bhagavata. You have to hear, not that Bhagavata Saptaha. I don't find this Bhagavata Saptaha in anywhere in the Bhagavata, but they have invented some means for professional reading. In Bhagavata it is said, not said, Saptaha Bhagavata Sevaya. Why it is said Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya? You have to hear Bhagavatam daily, regularly. That is the injunction of Bhagavata. You have to hear from, not from the professional man, professional reciters. Bhagavata Saptaha, and then after one Saptaha, you do your all nonsense things and he takes some money for livelihood, for maintaining his wife and children, so many umbrellas, so many shoes, so many utensils, and sell in the market, get some money and then do. This kind of Bhagavata Seva will not have. Nityanga Bhagavata Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is Bhagavat Paragya Bhagavata Sthane. If you want to realize what is Bhagavata, then you must go and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from a person whose life is Bhagavata, not the professional Bhagavata reciter. So here it is said, and who will recite Bhagavatam daily unless he has dedicated his life for Bhagavan, his Bhagavan. Grantha Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. A person devotee is called Bhagavat and the Grantha Bhagavat. So we have to serve both. We have to hear daily Srimad Bhagavatam from the realized person. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. The Guru, the devotee, they are Bhagavata. So we have to serve, we have to please them. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you want to learn the transcendental subject matter, then you must adopt three things. First of all, surrender. Find out that kind of person where you can surrender. If there is no surrender, it is not possible. So the Vaishnava philosophy begins from surrender. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. That is the order of Krishna. And what is the difference between Krishna and his representative? The representative says that you surrender to Krishna. He never says that you surrender to me, I have become Krishna. That is a nonsense, rascal. He will say the same thing. Therefore he is Krishna's representative. Krishna is personally asking that you surrender to me. And it is the duty of the bona fide spiritual master, guru, to say to his disciples that you surrender to Krishna. He will never say that you surrender to me. I have become Krishna. Now I have realized, sir, I have become Bhagavan. He is rascal. So these are the process. Tatvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Here it is also the same thing. The same thing is said in a different way, that is Shastra. Actually, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what is Veda? There are four Vedas and 108 Upanishads, then Vedanta Sutra, then so many books, all of them are Vedas. And what is the purpose? Veda is the Sarvai, Ahameva Vedam. You read all the Vedas, all the Puranas, Brahma Sutra, Ramayana, Mahabharata. What is the purpose? To understand Krishna. If you don't understand Krishna, then it is useless. Your so-called study of Vedas are useless. So my vehicle, that is the confirmation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sanasthita pungshan vishakshena kathasujya notpada everything is a samai vahi kevalam. You are spoiling your energy. You are dharma, a brahmana, is executing his brahminical culture very nicely. It is very good. A kshatriya is doing his duty very nicely. That's all right. A vaishya, he is doing but the test, whether he is perfect or not, or simply working for nothing, wasting his time. What is the test? That is also stated by Śrīla Gosvāmī. Akappungi vijasvesta varnāsama vibhāvat śānasthitasya dharmasya samasiddhi harito janam. He must understand whether by executing his, it doesn't matter if you are Hindu or Muslim or this or that. Your duty is, by executing your religious principles, whether you are satisfying Krishna. That is what. That means this is other. So, the Krishna personally says that you surrender to me. That is the only business. There is no other business. Simply to see that whether I am satisfying Krishna. So that will be possible. Here it is said that nasta prayesu avadvena. Not completely. There are so many dirty things within our heart. At once it becomes all clear, then immediately we are liberated person. And that is not possible. Gradually, go on hearing, sinnatam sakata krishna, gradually, all the dirty things will be cleansed. So, nasta prayesu, almost clean, not purely, not completely clean. Even it is almost clean. Nasta prayesu avadvena, how it is clean? Nittam bhagavata sevaya. You serve your spiritual master, the representative of Bhagavan, Bhagavat, and you hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this bhakti process means to become purified. That is the Narada Pancharatra Sutra also says that sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmu rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichya. Bhakti can be performed when you are purified. Sarvapadhi vinin upadhi. These are the upadhi. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am black, I am white. These are upadhi. This is the description of the skin. Not for me. Aham brahmasmi. I do not belong to the skin. I do not belong to the skin. Then so many skin descriptions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Brahmachari, I am not a Kshatriya. In this way, not. Then what you are? I am Gopi Bhakta Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasa. When you understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna, that is purification. That is true. You accept it blindly or by the process of reading Shastra and Vedas, you have to come to the conclusion. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma. Then you become Mahatma and your life will come. Thank you.